little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website. Not forgetting our satellite listeners, so put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up. My little ones, for the month of Ramadan, inshallah, we're going to be visiting the different schools. Hood Hood, are you excited to see the school we're going to visit today?
Yes, I'm so excited. I can't wait to meet the little butterflies today. Zineera, can you tell me which school we're going to?
No, Hood Hood, I'm not going to tell you. It's going to be a surprise. But I promise you it will be worth the wait. Butterflies, are we visiting your school today? Come on, get ready. Count with me. 3, 2, 1.
And here!
Today, butterflies, we're at Ferreira Primary School. I love being here. It's such an amazing atmosphere, mashallah. And with me, I have little Hood Hood. And we have some butterflies, and we've been reading stories and having so much fun. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what's your name?
Rumaysa.
Rumaysa, how old are you?
11.
Mashallah. And Rumaysa, have you been fasting?
Ji.
You have, mashallah. How many did you keep last year?
All.
And how many are you going to keep this year?
I'm going to try to keep all.
And what's the name of your story today?
The Bear Secret.
Okay.
There was once two friends named Kasim and Burhan who went camping at one of the state's national parks. After erecting their tent, they decided to take a short walk through the forest before the sun set. Kasim had a sprained ankle, so they strolled slowly, talking while snapping some good shots on their mobile phones along the way. They agreed that anything dangerous could happen to them at any time in the wilderness, especially when they were both unfamiliar with the surroundings. So they promised each other that they would remain united in any risky situation. Suddenly, from behind the bushes, some 10 meters ahead, a large brown bear appeared and started to approach them. Burhan, without a single word, ran away quickly and climbed the tallest tree behind them, forgetting about his friend with the sore foot. Kasim, shocked that his friend had fled, knew that he was unable to rush anywhere nor climb any trees. So, being led by his common sense, Kasim lay down on the ground immediately, holding his breath, pretending to be dead. The bear, Kasim, smelling his ears for several minutes before slowly leaving the place, looking for food elsewhere. Step by step, the back. Now, Burhan, upon confirming that they are now safe, climbed down the tall tree. He ran to his friend, who was slowly trying to get up from the ground. Kasim, what did the bear whisper in your ears? It seemed to have told you a secret, Burhan asked cheekily. Kasim, brushing off some dirt and dry leaves off his clothes, sharply replied, "The bear advised me not to trust a false friend." The moral of the story: friend is the one who always supports you and stands by you in any situation. Ibn Hazm quoted from a hadith, "Anyone who criticizes you cares about your friendship. Anyone who makes light of your faults cares nothing about you."
That's so true, and you have to be so careful what kind of friends you keep, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because a good friend will always lead you towards good, and a bad friend will always lead you towards trouble.
So will you be my friend? Because I heard we have to be good friends.
Of course, Woodward.
Are you sure?
Sure.
Will you be a good friend and teach me good things, or will you fight with me?
Yeah.
I'll be the best friend in the whole wide world. What are we going to do as friends? Are we going to play and read Quran and zikr and salah and go give sadaqah together?
We're going to play and have fun.
Really? Okay, let's go and hold my hand, because when you cross the road, it's dangerous to go alone, okay? And you must take me to the masjid, because I can't go alone, I'm too small, okay?
Okay, good.
شهر الخير والإحسان مرحى مرحى يا رمضان شهر الخير والإحسان مرحى مرحى يا رمضان يا رمضان فيك صيامي فيك راغلة أيامي يا رمضان فيك صيامي فيك راغلة أيامي أدعو بقعودي وقيامي يرحمني الرب الرحمن أدعو بقعودي وقيامي يرحمني الرب الرحمن يرحمني الرب الرحمن مرحى مرحى يا رمضان شهر الخير والإحسان مرحى مرحى يا رمضان شهر الخير والإحسان مرحى مرحى يا رمضان شهر الخير.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to Zineela at radioislamlive.com. That's Z-I-N-E-E.